Now after 2 days was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, so it came about that when Jesus had finished all these utterances, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified." Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people in the palace of the high priest, Caiaphas, and they took counsel how they might seize Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people," for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was counted one of the 12. And he went away and consulted with the chief priests and the captains how he might betray him to them, and he said to them, "What will you give me, if I deliver him to you?" And at hearing this they were jubilant, and promised to give him some money, so he agreed, and they allotted to him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him conveniently to them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb must be killed, and the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where do you wish us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent off Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." And they said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" And he said to them, "Go into the city, and behold, there will meet you a man carrying a pitcher of water, follow him, and wherever he may go and say to the man of the house, 'The teacher says to you, my time is at hand, where is the guest room for me to eat the Passover at your house with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready, there prepare for us." And his disciples set out and went into the city as Jesus had instructed them, and found just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. So when it was evening, he came with the 12, and when the hour arrived, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "With yearning have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I say to you, that I will not, any more, eat of it till it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And receiving a cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this, and divide it among yourselves, for I say to you, that I will not at all drink of the fruit of the vine till the coming of the kingdom of God." Now Jesus, aware before the feast of the Passover that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the utmost degree. So with supper begun, though the devil already had put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he came forth from God and was going unto God, rose from the supper and laid aside his garments and girded a towel about himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not know now, but you will know hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never may you wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs not to wash except his feet, but is clean all over. And you disciples are clean, though not you all." For he knew who was going to betray him. It was for this he said, "Not all of you are clean." When therefore he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me the teacher and the Lord, and you speak well, for so I am. If then I, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example, that just as I did to you, you also should do. Verily, verily, I say to you, a bondman is not greater than his Lord, nor a messenger greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I do not speak of all of you, I know those whom I chose. But it is that the scripture may be fulfilled, 'He who eats bread with me lifted up his heel against me.' Now am I telling you, before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me." When Jesus had said these things and while they reclined at the table and were eating, he became troubled in spirit and testified, saying, "Verily, verily, I say to you, that one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." So the disciples were exceedingly grieved and looked at one another, wondering of whom he spoke, and they began to ask of one another who of them it might be that would do this, and to say to him one by one, "Lord, is it I?" And he answered and said to them, It is one of the 12, one who is dipping with me in the dish. Behold, moreover, the hand of the one betraying me is with me on the table. And the Son of Man indeed is going, as it has been determined, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. It were good for that man had he not been born. Then Judas the betrayer answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? He said to him, It is as you have said. Now there was reclining close to Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, so Simon Peter beckoned to him to ask who it might be of whom he spoke. And he, leaning against Jesus' breast, said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give the morsel, when I have dipped it. And on dipping the morsel, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. And after the morsel, then entered Satan into him. Jesus said therefore to him, What you are doing, do quickly. Now none of those at the table knew why he spoke to him, for some thought that, since Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, Buy the things we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Immediately therefore, after receiving the morsel, he went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him forthwith. Little children, yet a little while am I with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, Where I am going you cannot come, I now say it also to you. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in like manner after the supper he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, This cup which is poured out for you is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the remission of sins. But verily I say to you, that I will never more drink of this fruit of the vine till that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father. And there even arose a contention among them as to who of them was thought to be greatest. But he said to them, The kings of the nations lord it over them, and those in authority are called benefactors. But let it not be so with you, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and he who leads as one who serves. For which one is the greater, he who reclines at dinner, or he who is serving? Is it not the one who reclines? But I am in your midst as the one who serves. A new commandment am I giving you, that you should love one another, that you should love one another just as I loved you. By this will all know that you are my disciples, if you have love toward each other. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. You disciples are they who have continued with me in my trials, and even as my Father appointed me a kingdom, so am I appointing you, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and may sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Peter said to him, Lord, why cannot I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. But Jesus answered him, Will you lay down your life for my sake? Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded that he might have you disciples, that he might sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brethren. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. But he said, Verily, verily, I say to you, Peter, the cock will not at all crow this day till you have denied three times that you know me. Let not your hearts be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abodes, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. So where I am going that you know and the way you know. Let not your hearts be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abodes, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. So where I am going that you know and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known in my Father also, and from now on you know him, and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we are satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you all, and you, Philip, have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words which I am speaking to you all I am not speaking from myself, but the Father, who is dwelling in me, he performs the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me, but if not, believe me because of the works themselves. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who believes upon me, the works which I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to my Father. And whatever you may ask in my name I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may dwell with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, nor knows him, but you know him, for he is dwelling with you, and he will be within you. I will not leave you orphaned, I will come to you. After a little while the world sees me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. In that day will you know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us, and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who loves me not does not keep my words. And the word which you are hearing is not mine, but is that of the Father who sent me. These things have I told you while with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance everything I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace am I giving you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard how I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now have I told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass you may believe. No longer will I speak much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. And he possesses nothing in me. But, that the world may know that I love the Father and am doing just as the Father commanded me, rise up, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyardist. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away, and every branch bearing fruit, he cleanses it, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is who bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch, and withers, and they gather them and cast them into a fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you may ask whatever you will and it shall come to pass for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you should bear much fruit, thus will you become my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also loved you, continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will continue in my love, even as I also have kept my Father's commandments and continue in his love. These things have I spoken to you, so that my joy may continue in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do everything I command you. No longer do I call you bondservants, for the bondman knows not what his master is doing, but you I have called friends, for all things which I heard from my Father I made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should continue, that whatever you may ask from the Father in my name he may give it you. These things am I commanding you so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before you. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but instead I chose you out of the world, because of this the world hates you. Remember the word which I said to you, a bondman is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also, if they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they know not him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not wrought among them works which no other has wrought, they would not have had sin, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father, that the word might be fulfilled which has been written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Helper has come whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes forth from the Father, he will testify concerning me. And you, too, are bearing witness, because from the first you have been with me. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be caused to stumble. They will banish you from the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is doing God a service. And they will do these things to you because they know not the Father, nor me. But I have spoken these things to you that, whenever the hour may come, you may remember that I told you them. Now I did not tell you these things at first, because I was with you, but now I am going away to him who sent me. And none of you is asking me, where are you going? Instead, because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I say the truth to you, it is profitable for you that I depart, for if I do not go, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and concerning righteousness, and judgment, of sin, because they believe not upon me, concerning righteousness, because I am going away to my Father and you will behold me no longer, and concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Many things have I yet to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of my things and will declare them to you. All things whatever the Father has are mine, because of this said I that he will take of mine and will declare them to you. A little while, and you will not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I am going away to the Father. Some of his disciples said therefore to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and, because I am going away to the Father? So they kept saying, what is this little while of which he speaks? We know not what he means. Jesus knew therefore that they wished to ask him, and said to them, are you asking one another what I meant in saying? A little while, and you will not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, you will sorrow, but your grief shall be turned into joy. A woman, when in travail, has sorrow because her hour of pain has come, but when she has brought forth the child, she remembers the anguish no longer for the joy that a man-child has been born into the world. You also therefore now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice, and your joy shall no one take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatever you may ask from the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full. Let not your hearts be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abodes, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. So where I am going that you know and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known in my Father also, and from now on you know him, and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we are satisfied. Jesus said to him, have I been so long with you all, and you, Philip, have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words which I am speaking to you all I am not speaking from myself, but the Father, who is dwelling in me, he performs the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me, but if not, believe me because of the works themselves. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who believes upon me, the works which I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to my Father. And whatever you may ask in my name I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may dwell with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, nor knows him, but you know him, for he is dwelling with you, and he will be within you. I will not leave you orphaned, I will come to you. After a little while the world sees me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. In that day will you know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us, and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who loves me not does not keep my words. And the word which you are hearing is not mine, but is that of the Father who sent me. These things have I told you while with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance everything I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace am I giving you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard how I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now have I told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass you may believe. No longer will I speak much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. And he possesses nothing in me. But, that the world may know that I love the Father and am doing just as the Father commanded me, rise up, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyardist. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away, and every branch bearing fruit, he cleanses it, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is who bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch, and withers, and they gather them and cast them into a fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you may ask whatever you will and it shall come to pass for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you should bear much fruit, thus will you become my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also loved you, continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will continue in my love, even as I also have kept my Father's commandments and continue in his love. These things have I spoken to you, so that my joy may continue in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do everything I command you. No longer do I call you bondservants, for the bondman knows not what his master is doing, but you I have called friends, for all things which I heard from my Father I made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should continue, that whatever you may ask from the Father in my name he may give it you. These things am I commanding you so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before you. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but instead I chose you out of the world, because of this the world hates you. Remember the word which I said to you, a bondman is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also, if they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they know not him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not wrought among them works which no other has wrought, they would not have had sin, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father, that the word might be fulfilled which has been written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Helper has come whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes forth from the Father, he will testify concerning me. And you, too, are bearing witness, because from the first you have been with me. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be caused to stumble. They will banish you from the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is doing God a service. And they will do these things to you because they know not the Father, nor me. But I have spoken these things to you that, whenever the hour may come, you may remember that I told you them. Now I did not tell you these things at first, because I was with you, but now I am going away to him who sent me. And none of you is asking me, where are you going? Instead, because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I say the truth to you, it is profitable for you that I depart, for if I do not go, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and concerning righteousness, and judgment, of sin, because they believe not upon me, concerning righteousness, because I am going away to my Father and you will behold me no longer, and concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Many things have I yet to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of my things and will declare them to you. All things whatever the Father has are mine, because of this said I that he will take of mine and will declare them to you. A little while, and you will not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I am going away to the Father. Some of his disciples said therefore to one another, What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and, because I am going away to the Father? So they kept saying, What is this little while of which he speaks? We know not what he means. Jesus knew therefore that they wished to ask him, and said to them, Are you asking one another what I meant in saying? A little while, and you will not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, you will sorrow, but your grief shall be turned into joy. A woman, when in travail, has sorrow because her hour of pain has come, but when she has brought forth the child, she remembers the anguish no longer for the joy that a man-child has been born into the world. You also therefore now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice, and your joy shall no one take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatever you may ask from the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full.